Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ex-head of respiratory research at Pfizer, Mike Yeadon, and researchers including Craig Partycooper have sourced VAERS data on vaccine death and injury in the U.S., a database of over 700,000 adverse reactions caused by the Moderna, Pfizer, and Janssen vaccines. These vaccines have been deployed in different batches, officially referred to as lots. This has allowed Yeadon's team to back engineer Big Pharma's COVID-19 vaccine deployment agenda in the U.S. All their information is published at howbadismybatch.com and howbad.info. And what we learn is quite telling. About 0.5% of all the different batches are highly toxic, resulting in hospitalization, disability, and death within days or weeks of injection. Other batches cause minimal adverse reactions, and most appear to be harmless placebos. When plotting on a timeline, we can see that these three companies have been working together to quietly monitor the lethal effectiveness of specific deadly batches. While one company is deploying a lethal batch, the other two deploy harmless ones, creating the scientific environment to perform dose range finding, or the maximum tolerated dose for each specific batch. The timeline shows that each lethal batch deployment is preceded and followed by a quiet period, allowing them time to establish their baseline before the next deadly batch is deployed. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included, the very same lots found to be highly toxic in Partycooper's database. Which makes sense. There would be no reason to list expiration dates for saline placebo. Only the deadly ones. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Some red states are experiencing 11 times more vaccine deaths than other states. On average, red states are experiencing twice the amount of vaccine death and injuries than blue states. After ruling out other possibilities, Partycooper concluded that this can only be due to the fact that red states received at least twice as much of the lethal batches than blue states did. Among several other crimes, they are tipping the scales of the democratic process by killing people who voted against the New World Order's woke, build back better, great reset, while at the same time endlessly flooding the borders with unvaccinated foreigners. And it's happening right now. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
When you have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before, what do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert, only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Sea-launched cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch systems they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is, it's called mutually assured destruction, or MAD for a reason, because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. And you know, I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war, especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us, and especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country is run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force. Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Here we are, kicking off the third hour, Thursday, May 19th, 2022. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right, so we've been hammering on this for 6 months since we knew they were getting it ready. Thank God the listeners here have gotten the word out. Really, the credit goes to you, but now it's all over the news. You've got the UN heads and Bill Gates and the corporate heads and the Democratic Party and the EU bureaucrats saying, we need to have the UN run things. We need to have the UN control everything. Why? Things didn't work well under the pandemic that they released, and so we need to do this. Everything they're betting on, back when we got documents in 2006, I put it in the film Endgame, 2007, Judicial Watch sued and got them thousands of pages about how they would use the threat of a virus to bring in a world digital ID card and out of that a carbon tax, a social credit score, and a universal basic income after they shut the economy down to make you dependent. Now, that was theoretical back then. Fast forward to 2.5 years ago, they launched the operation, and now we're deep into their attempted takeover. And here are just stacks of articles and videos today dealing with this. Australia set to sign Geneva's Global Pandemic Treaty. But they haven't even released what the treaty is, but they've told us what it is in pieces, and it's bad. Meanwhile, deaths in New Zealand are rising again and near their record high, despite 95% of everyone over 12 in the country having 3 to 4 shots and the mask mandate. Total fraud. Continuing, why is he reading a script from the World Economic Forum? There is no science that backs up anything he's saying. We'll play that clip in a moment. All lies, Agenda 2030 is the only thing that matters. Health Canada is too chicken bleep to release their infant statistics on the vaccinated deaths this week. And it goes on from there as they talk about how they're not going to release it. This is all a test on to see how they can kill us. Marco Rubio asked the question, how do we tell American citizens that if you test positive, you can't enter your own country? But if you arrive illegally, whether you test positive or not, you say the magic words asylum and you get to stay. Fauci, I don't have an answer to that. Fauci says there was never a lockdown in America, but the churches were shut down for over a year. And it goes on from there. That's where we are. And so there's a treaty that they say creates a world ID and creates the power to lock up and forcibly inoculate anybody they want. Harry Truman signed on to the WHO and gave it carte blanche power. In 47, we have to reverse that and say that's wrong. Same guy gave us the CIA in 47. But now they're making their move. So we're already signed on to it, so there doesn't even need to be a ratification, they're saying, to put us under implementation. But here's the thing. The CDC said last year they were controlling all rents in America and that they could lock up anybody they wanted. But the courts, the people said no. So just because these criminals say something doesn't mean it's gospel. And that's what's really in the news is the press releases from last week. The WHO and the UN are under the command of the World Economic Forum, the Davos Group, which is the Bilderberg Group. We have lived to see the Bilderberg Group with a medical scare, with a virus they created, with poison shots, making their move on civilization. Now, how incredible is that? Big article breaks this down. Biden handing over U.S. sovereignty to the World Health Organization. Here's another one. Climate Marshall Plan. Worldwide lockdowns. Shutdown of all fossil fuels. U.N. joins World Economic Forum. U.N. joins World Economic Forum. Call to end oil, gas, and coal use, period, which would kill billions. U.N. chief calls for Climate Marshall Plan. What did Prince Charles, 5 months ago, called for a worldwide military operation to end carbon. We exhale carbon dioxide. Plants then produce oxygen. It's the carbon cycle. We're carbon-based life forms. Talk about aliens. I mean, these people are attacking the very life system of the Earth, all that stored up carbon from the ages. Now that we're terraforming back up into the atmosphere, right when carbon dioxide levels were lowered 500 years ago. It's as if God had it all planned. Here is Prince Charles first. Then we'll get to clip 11, 9, and 5. Talking a few months ago about this worldwide military action with more money than's ever been spent in the world to transform the planet. But not to innovate, but to shut off the infrastructure.
So, ladies and gentlemen, my plea today is for countries to come together to create the environment that enables every sector of industry to take the action required. We know this will take trillions, not billions, of dollars. We also know that countries, many of whom are burdened by growing levels of debt, simply cannot afford to go green. Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
It's all about massive depopulation, all about central banks controlling the free market to bankrupt you for a social credit score. Now, that's Charles months ago. Here is Charles currently yesterday.
Necessary, and we build again in a greener, more sustainable, and more inclusive way, then we will end up having more and more pandemics and more disasters from ever accelerating global warming and climate change. So then we will end up having more and more pandemics and more disasters.
So what he's saying is, it comes out of the jungles because you're bad. No, it comes out of Wuhan. You cooked it up with Bill Gates. So let us kill you. Let us cut your energy off. Let us depopulate, or we're going to release more viruses. Now, here is Tedros, the head of the WHO, literally paid off by Gates, saying he trusts Bill Gates, and Bill Gates is running things. Here it is.
I have known Bill and Melinda for many, many years now, and have been working with them very closely, not as a DG, but when I was in Ethiopia working in the Ministry of Health and later on. Their commitment, I mean, these two human beings, it's amazing. You know, having people like Bill and Melinda with big heart to support humanity, it's something we should cherish. I have seen them in action, and I have seen the outcome of all they have been trying to do. And you know what I always say? If we can have more people like them. People who really genuinely support. People who have that big heart and bring humanity before anything. So that's what I would like to assure you. And
I can't listen. He goes on to say he trusts him and Bill Gates for everything. The clip's on InfoWars. I can't listen anymore of it. Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate you. Bill Gates pays no taxes. Bill Gates has everything tax exempt. Bill Gates is a criminal. Who's a censor and anti-American and pro-communist China. And we're being told he should run our lives. That's what Tedros goes on to say. I just can't listen anymore of it. Here's the Bank of England. Well, we don't have time for it. I'll play it when we come back. Admitting, what's the term they use? Bank of England chief warns over, quote, apocalyptic food prices because of the lockdowns. So they trigger all this. They're going to flood the first world with the refugees and then pose as a savior and talk about the big heart. He also talked about the big heart of Bono that raises billions off helping Africa and gives 1%. 1.1%. It's just disgusting scum, like the most sociopathic, psychotic people on earth, and they're just up there betting on us being ignorant, betting on us not being aware of who they are. Well, we're awake, Tedros, so look out. You too, Bill Gates. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through full space, where people are extremely lazy, the social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
And then, I'm afraid the one that I am going to sound, I guess, rather apocalyptic about is food. So when I was in Washington at the IMF World Bank spring meetings a month or so ago, and you know, we had the Ukrainian finance minister there. I did spend most of my time in meetings. People think I spent most of my time walking out of meetings. I didn't actually, but only when the Russian finance minister came on. But I have to tell you that, I mean, I think this is a big concern, because I think two things that the Ukrainian finance minister said. One is Ukraine does have food in store, but it can't get it out at the moment. Two, while he was optimistic about crop planting, you know, as you know, Ukraine is a major supplier of wheat, major supplier of oil, of cooking oils. And he said, you know, he was pretty optimistic about planting, interestingly, but he said at the moment, you know, we have no way of shipping it out. As things stand at the moment, it's getting worse. And that is a major worry. And it's not just, I have to tell you, a major worry for this country. It is a major worry for the developing world as well. And so if I have to sort of, sorry for being apocalyptic for a moment, but that's a major concern.
Apocalyptic. Apocalyptic, says the head of the Bank of England. But did you hear that the lockdowns caused it? Oh, no, it's Russia, it's Ukraine. Well, that's just a cherry on top. And Australia and other countries say, we're going to sign on to this UN treaty, but they won't even release the treaty. But they tell us what the treaty is. And it's a worldwide corporate technocracy. And that's what we're discussing here on this Thursday, May 19th broadcast. I'm going to hit more news now. There's a lot of it to get to, but I just want to illustrate that what we're dealing with here are individuals and groups that are fundamentally hateful and that are fundamentally ruthless and who at a base level hate everybody, including their own families. And that's why they tell you all day America is racist and bad, is because the idea of America, which was never fully implemented but partially implemented, was so great compared to every other system that they can't deal with it. They can't compete with it. They don't know how to respond to a system where, hey, I'm confident in myself. I'm confident in my abilities. And I think if you're confident and you're smart and you build a great business or a great invention or make great food or a great farmer or a great teacher, a great artist, a great pastor, a great leader, that your wealth increases my wealth. I mean, I know that's how wealth works. Everybody knows that. So why are they setting up a system where they cut off the carbon and cut off the wealth? That's because they can't compete with you, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Spell last hour read an Ayn Rand quote that was really powerful that I remember reading many years ago. I hadn't read since. That we should probably try to find later and play a clip of on air, because I can't quote the whole thing just from memory. But when those that don't produce are pointing their finger at people that do produce and trying to guilt us into submission to them, you know you are in a very bad situation. And that's really what we do here, is we raise the alarm and we try to convince people from a historic and economic and cultural and religious spiritual perspective that the only thing you can lose at is not taking action. The only way you lose is not by being engaged. Now, you can reverse that and say, well, the 1983 movie War Games, what a strange game. What a strange game. The only way to win is not to play. Yes, exactly. We shouldn't play in the violence. We shouldn't play in the riots. But we should be fully, totally, absolutely engaged every day, challenging the lies of the corporate media. And the good news is we've kicked their butts. The good news is they're dead politically. No one's buying what they're doing, but they're still in control. So what do you do if you're in control of the finances and the infrastructure, but everybody hates you? Do you give up? Do you go away? Do you reform yourself? Well, that's a smart thing to do. You become a human. No, they don't do that. They double and triple and quadruple and quintuple down, and then they do it again. And so that's why we're in such a dangerous position. I'm just going to say this now to the listeners, and I really mean this from my fundamental core. I know the power of the individual reaching out and working with other individuals, because all of our great successes has been a collective success with all of you. But beautiful souls, individuals, working together for that change, that is what you did. And I never know if it's my last broadcast with the things that are going on in this country and the world. I think you understand that. And that's why I want to take time out again. With all the news and all the clips and all the things I've got to cover, I've only covered like a third of the news. I don't say this because I'm lacking time. Or I got too much time. I say it because it's so real. You know who you are that have spoke up for InfoWars. You know who you are that have prayed for this operation. You know who you are that have bought products and made donations. And I want to thank those of you that have done that, particularly in the last month, as I gave it to God. And I said, God, I can't keep buying product into the future to fund our operation. Do I just spend the money we got? Tell the audience we're going to shut down in 9, 10 months, 12 months maximum. And do I just let people know we've run our course? But I don't believe we've run our course. And I just had amazing internal confidence at my core that God does not want this fight to stop. And God does not want InfoWars to be a relic of the past. Though what we've said and done is going to be powerful in the future. But God has our most important work to happen currently, in the present, and into the future, and in the past, because without a Bandot video, they will flush all the previous shows we predicted everything on. That has such an awakening effect. And so it's our past work now being presented in the current and the future that is really the most important. And it is all of you and your support to pay for the hundreds of thousands of dollars of bandwidth a month that have allowed this new great awakening to happen. And so you can look in the mirror tonight. You can look in the mirror right now and just know that you did amazing things. And I believe our greatest days have just begun. Stay with us. InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of t-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your
your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah.
these clips because I was watching these last night this morning, and they've just got to be seen. And I've got two clips. TV viewers will be able to see these. Radio listeners, I'll describe them for you, that are also on InfoWars.com that are just so illustrative and documentary of everything we're talking about. Obviously, China under Rockefeller, Bill Gates, Carnegie, CIA control, 26-7 months ago, did the big fear-mongering, all the theater, the people being welded in their houses, the people being taken to camps, to set the precedent of this is how you respond. And now the UN treaty is coming in that codifies that into world law. But we got new clips. This is on the Chinese news. They're very proud of this. Of 18-wheeler-sized fire trucks. We'll roll the B-roll now. Driving down the streets in major cities, spraying disinfectant on the streets in the middle of high noon. Now, why is that so important? Well, any virus, particularly coronavirus, is very weak, dies in about 3 seconds of direct sunlight. Indoors, in water droplets, it can live about 2 minutes. You look those studies up. It is a known fact that within 2 to 3 seconds of sunlight, the COVID-19 virus and all its variants, like vampires at high noon, are fried. Just like you lay out the sun for 30 minutes when you get out of tan, you get burned. It kills them in seconds. They have locked down cities, 40 million people in just one city alone, 30 million in another, 400 million total, and they've got giant bus-sized fire trucks driving around spraying the street. And they have people that go down the street and spray disinfectant in the air, all theater, while everyone is locked up inside their giant coffin apartments. Now, some people for 6 weeks. Mass suicide, death, a giant exercise in martial law, and people that have been welded in and stockaded in to these gulags. Here's an image video of people with rope ladders escaping to get food after almost 6 weeks inside the buildings. While the government drives around and people in bunny suits spraying disinfectant on the streets as if there's a virus there, all for show, all an exercise of insanity. And then we have the numbers I covered earlier. New Zealand, Israel, all the highest vaccinated places have the highest rates of death, illness, hospitalization, you name it. We know exactly what's going on. And so you got to ask yourself, with the behavioral psychology, what is the point of that? With fire trucks driving around, spraying soap disinfectant on the roads while everyone's locked down, there's not a person on the street. It's mass insanity. It's communism. It's a giant open-air lunatic asylum. What is the communist Chinese dictator getting their population ready for? Why do they have giant robot drones flying around spraying chemicals into the air? You want an image of dystopia. You want an image of what's coming here. China is hallmarking itself. China is signaling to the WEF, the Davos Group, that they are ready to implement the total tyranny now. The images of them hog-tying people with electrical tape and taking them away because they're not submitting. All through the social credit score because they didn't behave themselves. How would the Chinese government roll out and arrest and kill millions of its opposition? Well, the uniform is the white lab coat. It is the white bunny suit. and the mask covering the face. Whether you're stealing an election, it's 2,000 mules, or whether you're taking somebody to a death camp where their organs will be harvested, it's all being done as an exercise to see, will the population go along with their own extermination? And that's where we are. And you have to understand, the whole blueprint was co-written by the Davos Group, by Bill Gates, by the CIA, Carnegie Endowment, look it up, by the Rockefeller Foundation. And you got to ask yourself, where is this going to end? How is this going to end? And the answer is in sheer madness as the communist Chinese prepare to invade and take over Taiwan, as they've already taken over Hong Kong, and as they become an example to the world of how to live under this abject tyranny. So when Prince Charles says we need a global military operation, a global Marshall Plan, the biggest thing in the world to save the earth from carbon, well, have you looked at yourself? Have you gone and looked up what you're made up out of? You're made out of carbon. You are carbon. And war, biomedical world government depopulation tyranny has been declared on you. And if you ever wondered, if you hadn't seen the film Endgame or hadn't researched what we've covered, if you ever wondered how they'd do it, how they'd roll out a world ID, how they'd roll out disappearing people to camps, how they'd roll out robots flying around the sky and spraying chemicals everywhere, how would they do it? And you now know how they do it. And what did Prince Charles say? I played the clip at the start of the hour. If you don't give in to world government, more viruses will come out of the jungle and kill you. He's saying, submit to us, let us lock you down, and then the viruses won't kill you anymore. But we know that this was a beta test, and that once we allow them to lock everything down, they are going to drop the proverbial hammer on our heads. When we come back, the latest in Ukraine, the latest on Biden and what he has planned for the midterms, the latest on Governor DeSantis, and so much more. And then we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson from England hosting the fourth hour today. And then at 3 o'clock Central Time, in an hour and 17 and a half minutes, Owen Schroyer will take over the war room. And every day we're on air is precious. Every day we're able to tell the truth is precious. Every day you send new people here to find out what's really happening, to understand the big end game, is precious. And that's why I'm very honored and blessed to be here with you, and very thankful to all of you, because our job is to become very easy, because it's about to all get right out in the open.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them
Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Gas is going up even more.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's going to be, I mean, I'm seeing it like close to $5 even in some parts of Florida. It was probably about $4.15 just a couple weeks ago, so it's going up. And, you know, they're not doing energy in the United States. Now they say they want to get oil from Maduro in Venezuela, which all that's going to do is just line his pockets, and actually it'll help Russia. They're always talking about, you know, Russia and Putin. Well, they have a very close relationship with Maduro and Putin, and so they're doing that. They'll bet OPEC, but they will not do more energy in the United States, and the result is that they really reduce our ability to be energy independent and produce our own energy. They're canceling oil and gas leases in places like Alaska, and the people that have to fill up their gas tanks are the ones that are paying the price for those bad policies. And so I think what Elon Musk said the other day about, you know, whoever puts that stuff into the teleprompter is kind of who the president is, you just never know. But this is a huge failure, and it's really difficult for a lot of people. And we have not even hit summer driving season yet. So I think you're going to see it, unless they reverse course, you're going to see it over $5 a gallon for unleaded. And in places like California, probably like $7 or $8 because of all the taxes they have.
So you caught the problem with what DeSantis said, right? He's a good guy. I like him. Oh, it's bad policy. They don't know what they're doing. It's being reported that they're programming Oregon gas pumps at $10 a gallon now. That's in the news. So they're getting you ready for that. Now, something DeSantis said that was totally true was that Biden should get an honorary membership in the drug cartels for what he's done on the southern border. Here it is.
border communities are just getting killed down in southern Texas, you know, with everything coming in. And, you know, honestly, Biden should be given an honorary membership in the Mexican drug cartels, because nobody has done more to help the cartels than Biden with his open border policies. And so it's a total disaster. It's been a disaster, I fear, with Title 42. If they do repeal it, I think things are fixing to get even worse.
But it's a disaster that was planned. And every senator and House member that's decent, like DeSantis, keeps saying, oh, they're idiots. The left doesn't know what to... No, this is an exact plan to collapse the third world, flood the first world, ship in all the fentanyl. All of this is a formula of George Soros and the New World Order. So I want to commend all the listeners, and you know who you are, that have supported us and donated and bought products at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're toe-to-toe with Soros. We're toe-to-toe with the New World Order. Most people are scared to do it. I'm scared to not fight it because I realize where they're taking us. And because of you, we're still on air. So you know who you are, those that have been donating. I want to thank you so much for what you've done, because I have a great crew. And we're doing a lot of research, a lot of ways to fund things around here. And a lot of ways to cut costs. And nobody told me we were 3 months behind on our bandwidth bills because the money wasn't there. And I said, well, we have that Bitcoin somebody gave us. We already cashed half of it. And I was trying to wait till it went back up, but that will pay the bill. And I was like, tell me, because I don't want to be on payment plans with the people supporting me. That's how close down the line we were. But your donations and your support and what you've done has kept us on air. So I thank you. Now, a lot of people sent me this, and it was trending, I guess, 2 days ago on Twitter. I didn't see that. I got sent screenshots of it. But Alex Jones was right. It was trending again. They were skywriting it over L.A. with five airplanes. It was amazing. But what was trending was this big study. They got studies in the U.S. They got studies in Africa. They got studies in Asia. They got studies in Latin America, Central South America. That just a little bit of atrazine creates total feminization of male frogs. And then they're attracted to the same sex. People, and the media makes jokes. Oh, well, gay frogs are cute. Why are you against them? It's because they die. They go extinct. I guess the left's going to tell us there's too many frogs now because they're carbon-based. So the frogs are a canary in the coal mine. The frogs are a canary in the coal mine. They are a example of where we are. Here's a big study. Atrazine induces complete feminization and chemical castration in male African clawed frogs. And, again, these studies have been out for a while. There's new studies out on it. And it shows what it does. We got Berkeley studies. We got studies out of Toronto. We got studies out of South Africa. We've got it all, ladies and gentlemen. And it does this to humans as well. That's why genitals, I don't care if you're black or white, are a third the size they were of a 1960s male. So the media makes jokes about that a few months ago when I gave the example of, you know, if your daddy's Johnson was a foot long, yours is 6 inches long. And if yours was 6 inches, your son will be 3 inches. And the one with that won't even have a penis. So we can make jokes about that all day long, but this isn't a game. And you can say, okay, well, who cares? Well, we're sterilized. And the sperm counts are down 96% in North America. Now, thank God designed us with millions of sperm each time, so there's still some get in there. But you wonder about the autism and the cancer rates and all of it. That's what's going on here. And they had all these other chemicals they could put in the fuel. But they choose atrazine because it specifically causes complete feminization and chemical castration in male African clawed frogs and other frogs. And why is that? Well, the frogs live in the water. The frogs have thin skin. It gets into their bloodstream. But it does the same thing to different degrees to every single species that this happens to. And so we've had all the late night comedy shows from Colbert to Fallon to Kimmel You've seen the clips. Say, Alex Jones is really dangerous. He claims there's chemicals in the food and water. He claims there's liner in the soft drink cans that has bisphenol A and other chemicals in it that lower fertility. But that's what the studies show. Type into a search engine, plastic liners in food containers causing lower sperm counts, causing hormonal disturbances. Girls, on average, used to go into puberty at 13. The U.S. national average is about 9. 3-year-old girls are now having periods. 5-year-old girls are now getting pregnant because these chemicals hyper-feminize females and feminize males. And this is one of the big central issues that we're talking about. So, out of one side of their mouth, they're telling you it doesn't exist, don't look into it. But out of the other side of their mouth, they're saying, okay, it's the plastics causing their infertility. And you can say, well, there's too many people, and pretend you're part of the power structure, but it gives you cancer, it gives you so many other problems. They are targeting all of us together right now. We are being hit by chemical and biological attack. Anyone that has survived COVID or the poison shots is a survivor of a biological nanotech synthetic genetically engineered system. And that's just the facts. So I don't know what you're supposed to do or even what I'm supposed to do. I'm just going to warn people. And I just feel sorry for the people that lie about us and attack us and try to shut us down when all we're trying to do is get people to start being concerned about the real issues that face humans on this planet and what's coming next if we don't. Now, Paul Joseph Watson is scheduled to take over here. He'll take over next segment. And I hit a lot of the news today, but there's a lot I didn't cover. So we'll be filing some special reports and more at man.video and Infowars.com. But this Zero Hedge article is very important. Biden administration anticipating wave of summer violence over Roe v. Wade. CNN and the Justice Department are now reporting that the violence in the Capitol is by anti-abortion advocates when none of that's true. So they've deliberately turned up the temperature by announcing a leak of this draft when they already had it ready over a year ago to try to change the subject in the election away from inflation, open borders, world government, on to abortion just as a distraction. I don't think abortion is a distraction. I'm saying they're using it as a distraction. All right, the war room is in T-minus 62 minutes. We're going to go to break in the fourth hour. Paul Watson always kicks ass. He takes over. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I want to thank all our supporters again.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.